Dona Sancha's chamber.
We are in one of the rooms of the royal palace known as the chamber of Dona Sancha. The blind arch you see on your right corresponds to the old royal tribune, 11th century, from where the kings attended the liturgical services. In the 12th century, it was the room of the Infanta Dona Sancha Raymondas, hence its present name, and from the middle of the same century, it was the monastery scriptorium.
Already in the 16th century, this space was used as a chapter house, the meeting place of the canons. It was at this time that the room was decorated with the mural paintings you are looking at. They recount the life and miracles of Saint Isidore, which are described below. To the left of the door, Saint Isidore is depicted fighting against heresy, in the form of a dragon. At the back, on the shorter wall, the saint's childhood is represented, with the figures of his wet nurse and his parents standing out. Above them, the representation of Saint Augustine, whose rule the canons of the house followed. Continuing along the route, Saint Isidore is shown debating with Pope Saint Gregory, one of the fathers of the church, and in the last section of the wall, the Emir of Seville punishes the subjects who came to pray before the tomb of Saint Isidore. The ensemble is completed by a crucifixion and an idealized portrait of the Infanta Dona Sancha next to the entrance door. In the 1960s, the decoration was removed from the room using the strappo technique on the pigments. The paintings were kept for years in the museum's storerooms until they were returned to their original location in 2019. Under the crucifixion, older paintings were discovered, with themes of the Passion of Christ in grey tones, which is why they are known as grisaille. Today, the grisaille has been hidden again behind the scene of the crucifixion. This restoration was made possible thanks to European funds provided through the Castilla and Leon regional government. Two pieces from the treasure, made in the ARF workshop, are on display in the room. They are of great importance, the 16th century processional cross, decorated according to the Renaissance taste of the period.